Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Independent Sales, Stories from the Road. My name is Alice Arendt, and I own a company called RepRite, and we work with independent sales representatives and companies that are growing, and we help them find each other. And in doing that, we learn an awful lot about the kind of companies that need and want to work with independent sales reps, and the folks that are that make great independent sales reps. And today we want to spend a little bit of time talking about setting commissions. If you're going to work with someone who is commission-based, how do you know what to pay them? How do you know what a reasonable commission rate is for that? And there really are a couple of key factors that I thought we would talk about briefly today. So in order to understand how you pay commission, you have to kind of start at the back end and talk about what does the sales rep want to make. It's less about what percent he makes. It's more about how much the sales rep can afford to accept in order to represent a product or service. So the first thing we want to figure out is this a product or service that we want the sales rep to carry in addition to other things that he's already representing? So you may have a sales rep who's, for example, a medical sales rep, and he calls on physician offices and he sells a variety of products or services to that physician office. And what we're trying to price then is a product that would go in addition to those things that he already carries. We know when a representative is taking a line, or typically, not always, but typically when a sales representative is looking for a new line to carry as part of a list of other things he already carries, there are some basic things that we know to be true. One is the sales rep needs to be able to generate enough commission in that first year not only to cover his expenses for carrying that new product, but also to show a reasonable profit. And then in subsequent years, he was going to expect to see substantially more from that line than he saw even in year one. So sales reps typically look for lines that meet that criteria. The other type of independent sales rep structure is a sales rep that carries only a single line, only carries one product or service. And obviously the commission that goes to that sales representative, if he's carrying only one product or service, needs to be enough to be the equivalent of a full-time income for that person. Today, we're not going to talk about that kind of sales rep. We're only going to talk about the kind that we typically work with, which is independent sales reps who carry multiple products or services. So let's say, for example, we want to do two examples. The first one, if we stay with that medical theme, is the notion of, for example, a medical device. And let's say that you're a company with a medical device of some kind that you manufacture or that you buy and are wanting to distribute, and you're looking for independent sales reps to set up that sales or distribution channel for you, and you're trying to figure out what the commission rate should be on that. So we're going to assume then that the sales rep has other products or services that he's already selling to the medical community, and your medical device product would be in addition to that. Using that example, we kind of want to back into how much that representative needs to make. So let's just take some assumptions that generally are true, and there are always exceptions, but generally a well-established independent sales rep is going to have somewhere between 150 and 250 well-qualified prospects. He may have a few more, may have a few less, but in general, that's the number of well-qualified prospects that he knows, that he calls on. He's aware of their offices and their facilities. May not be selling to them all yet, but he knows they're on his radar. And that's a pretty general, good rule of thumb number for most sales reps. So if we say that's the number of, in this case, physician offices that a representative was going to call on, or hospitals, physician offices, hospitals, maybe a combination, that as qualified prospects. And let's say our medical device retails for, or sells, the physician office pays $5,000 for the device, just to pick a number. Then the question is, what are we going to pay the sales rep? And let's take a round number, a general number, and run our numbers at, say, 20%. So if we were going to pay the sales rep no salary, but just a straight commission of 20%, then that's about $1,000 a sale. And if it's $1,000 a sale and the representative has 150 to 200 people, well-qualified hospitals and doctors in his network, and he can sell to about 10% of those people over time, not on day one, but over time, then that line is worth about $15,000 to $20,000 to that sales rep, over the period of the time it takes them to be able to sell the product, and probably their reorders and that sort of thing. But minimally, just to get the back of a napkin idea on what the line is worth, if I'm a sales rep making 20% on a $5,000 item, selling to a base of 150 to 250 well-qualified prospects in my territory, then I know that I have about $15,000 to $20,000 that I'm likely to make from that line. It's not a whole lot of money, but it's not so terrible either. Most sales reps, I think, would look at that and say, well, that's worth thinking about. If that's their only line, they can't make a living. But if they have that plus five or six other lines that are selling in that range, that may be a good product choice for them. Similarly, you can see, though, if the compensation for that line was 10% and not 20, then the compensation for the sales rep is going to be obviously half that. And if you paid 5% instead of 10%, you begin to see pretty quickly how it's not, the money is so little for the sales rep that it probably doesn't cost justify his time. Similarly, if you paid 50%, even if you could afford to do that, you can see how as a single line that would be an awful lot of money for a representative to incur from a single sale, and that would probably be unnecessary. So you want to back into the number from how much is the sales rep going to make. Does it seem reasonable for the amount of time he's got to put in with his current prospects for him to be able to make a living, giving the commission rate that you're considering? So a second example, let's go look at another one in another industry. Home and garden products. We do a lot of work with people that, companies that have home and garden products that are looking to, they want those products to be sold into a retail environment, into hardware stores or gardening shops or things where it's individuals who are buying those for their retail establishments. So by way of example, if the it's called a planter, let's say that there's a planter that this manufacturer distributor wants sold into retail establishments, and the retail price for the planter is $50, and the wholesale price on the planter is then typically 50%, so it would be about $25. And let's say that the planters are sold in pallets of 25. You plug in your own numbers, but just as by way of example, then that means that a single order of a pallet in wholesale dollars is worth about $625. And maybe that's a reasonable first order for a sales rep who sells to a new client. We say, okay, we'll sell you a pallet. We don't sell less than a pallet. If you want to buy our product, you have to buy it in the order of 25, and that's $625. That's not unreasonable. That kind of makes sense. And let's say that a commission rate for that sales representative is 10%. So if we saw a 10% commission to that sales rep based on a $625 minimum order on that pallet, then the sales rep makes $62. What I would probably tell you is the sales rep's got to sell an awful lot of pallets of 25 planters in order to make any money, and that's a much harder thing for the sales rep to do, to envision, even with repeat orders. So it'd be an awful lot of repeat orders from that client who's buying that particular planter for the sales rep to realize any money. And I think that's why you see on a retail level, and specifically we see either a higher commission that the sales rep demands, or he demands more SKUs, more products, and that's actually more common, that he wants more SKUs to be able to sell, so he can sell more different products and more types of pallets. So companies that come in with a single product to our company to rep right and say, hey, I make this great widget, here's the thing that we make, and it's terrific, and it wholesales at $25, and I don't have any other products to sell with it, I want the rep to sell just my product. It's very, very hard to get a sales rep interested in that kind of a line, not because it isn't a great product, and there certainly, again, are exceptions, but in general, it's hard to get someone to focus on that when their upside potential on the selling of the line is so low. My recommendation in that case is bundle your product with other SKUs. If you don't have other SKUs, you don't make other products, either start making them or partner with someone else so that there can be a group of SKUs or products that the sales representative can carry at one time. So if the rep is making $62 on your product and $62 on the other guys and $62 on the other guys and $62 on the other guys, every time that those orders come in, then that begins to look good. But if the sales rep has to work with four or five different principals to make $62 every time a pallet's sold, that's harder to deal with. So those are the kind of some of the overview ideas for how you set commissions. You want to back into it from where the sales rep has to start and say, is this a reasonable amount of effort for the sales rep's time in establishing this company with my product? Can the sales rep make good money? We see products all the time that are great products that the sales rep just can't make any money and the sales rep has to turn down. If you find yourself in that case where your product's a great product, but you're just not able to offer the sales rep enough for the sales rep to make really any substantial money, then my suggestion is either you take your product and you bundle it with some other things that you get from somewhere else and sell it as a package to the sales rep so the sales rep can charge more for it, or you raise your price, but you have to find a way to make the relationship with you as the owner of the product valuable enough to the sales rep that he that the money that he makes from working specifically with you is enough to cost justify his time. He can't work with 100 people like you. It's not reasonable in a day. His phone's going to ring too often with questions and issues and meetings and things he has to answer. He has to limit the number of principals that he works with. So you want to make sure that his interaction with you and the product and service that you offer enough upside potential that he can cost justify his time in working with you to represent your product or service into his existing client base. I hope that's helpful. I hope that's given you another perspective, and I look forward to hearing your comments and questions. Independent sales, stories from the road, and I'll be anxious to see you next time.